Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. It's 20th. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. No getting around that. I warned you, more obnoxious this week than usual. As you, I don't use the word normal around here ordinarily. So I'm glad you're here. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Steve Martin. We're talking about the economy and some of the shifts, some of the adjustments that are being made right now. And folks, it's probably not going to stop shifting, Steve. Steve Martin, folks, profitpro.us. Please check out his website. He will help you get more profits on your bottom line. Steve, this shift that's going on right now, it's multiple shifts, on many, many levels, and it's the thing that's, I think, it's going to be going on for some time now, and I'm not sure in our lifetime, Steve, maybe it'll never really settle down like it was when you and I were not 20 years old. Things were kind of, you know, nothing really exciting happened very much in those days. A new model car came out, maybe. But what I was going to say is that this is going to be going on for some time. And what I think is taking people's breath away is not just the pace of change, but Steve, competitive things are not coming from left field. They're coming from the parking lot on the other side of left field that we can't even see. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, this
you think Marriott saw you Airbnb coming? You think Kroger saw Amazon buying Whole Foods coming?
No. Well, they may have, but they may have ignored it as being something
that's
not going to affect them.
Ignoring is extinction, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're seeing this age of the distributed economy. And this offers opportunity as well as challenges for our small business owners.
What do you mean by distributed economy? Explain that.
Well, every customer is on their own. They can have access to any supplier in the world. Jobs are distributed. It's no longer a 9-to-5 at Xerox salary position or whatever. It's now the Uber, the freelancers. So it changes our behaviors in terms of buying and selling and operating.
What's that going to do to economic growth, do you think? What is it doing to economic growth?
That's a good question. Some people are suffering, some of the big boys, the Sears, for example.
Yeah.
JCPenney, the usual existing Macy's. Retailers, mm-hmm. they're suffering. We see Amazon on the rise. We see Walmart working to try and recapture their position that they had staked out geographically by putting a store within 10 miles of 90% of the U.S. Population. No longer matters.
But Steve, one of the things that we haven't really touched on all that much I think goes back to the gig economy. This is disrupting. All these changes are disrupting the workplace, which by definition is disrupting. I'm not saying it's killing it or going to take it down, but it is having a ripple effect, a disrupting effect on the economy.
Well, yeah, there are two factors. First of all, you don't have a steady job. You have whatever you can get, freelancing, for example. And we know that the economic pressures on law of supply and demand can drive that wage down to zero in some cases.
Yeah.
The other element is you no longer have the support structure of a decent benefit package. And this absolutely insanely out of control healthcare situation in the U.S. Puts an additional pressure on.
Yep.
And I think it's just killing our middle class.
Yeah.
And
a lot of it
and
is.
And that impacts our ability to buy.
Do you see if the jobs continue to be disrupted from the major corporations? Small businesses are still going to keep employing people, I think, a lot longer than others. But when you this disruption, do you see some kind of future social changes to with regard to income, like a national income kind of thing? Do you see that coming quickly?
I hope not. It's a scary thing.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Because it fights against entrepreneurial drive.
It's the opposite of capitalism, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Capitalism has got to start serving the people again, doesn't it? That's one of the things that, and we'll have to have that conversation another day. ProfitPro.us, that's Steve's website. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, thank you so much for 20 years.
Thank
Let's
you.
Have another.
Thanks, Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.